This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program, you can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. We're going to tell you more about the teenager, high school senior, who's suing the government in Michigan over what is, I think, allegedly illegal law that says that police can perform a breathalyzer without any kind of warrant on someone under the age of 21 just because they feel like it. And the young lady was a passenger in a car when the cop demanded that she breathalyze, and she refused, so she got a ticket for it. Now she's suing. We'll tell you more about that story coming up here in moments. Let's go first to the phones, to the fun. Daryl is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daryl.
Yes, well, kind of an interesting thing here in Austin. The the thing was at Arcade City. A couple of the drivers last weekend got cited. One lady got two citations, $500 each, plus yep. They stole her car. I will not say tow. I will say stole it. And so Arcade City is threatening to sue the city over this.
And yeah, well, it is an interesting situation. And I did have, I got a video story about that tonight, so I didn't actually find something with some text in it. But I'm glad you brought it up because it was something that I thought was worthy of discussion, and that is the government in Austin is cracking down on Arcade City drivers. And unlike when they go after an Uber driver, where Uber will provide an attorney to somebody and defend them, Arcade City doesn't really have billions of dollars to spend on attorneys.
That's silly, because you'd think that there probably are attorneys out there that would be willing to accept Bitcoin.
Well, it makes me wonder if there would be attorneys who would be willing to take the case just for publicity's sake, because right. Arcade City is a startup. I mean, they don't have any kind of money whatsoever. Right.
Backed by one of our city councilmen actually supports them.
Really?
From my understanding, Don Zimmerman was actually at one of their get-togethers, and he actually
did. You say Don or Dog?
Don, D-O-N.
Okay, good.
Yes, it's been interesting watching what's been happening there. Let me bring the listeners up to speed on what has transpired in Austin, Texas. Uber and Lyft, they exited the marketplace. They're still doing business in the suburbs that surround Austin, but they're not doing any pickups in Austin city limits because Austin, Texas, the government there wanted to implement more stringent background checks.
But Austin is super free. Like, you're supposed to move there instead of the Free State Project because Austin has all the free people.
Even the people who...
There's no zoning in Austin, though. There's no zoning.
No, it's Houston.
Oh, Houston.
I bet you there's zoning in Austin.
Okay.
Oh, the zoning in Austin's ridiculous.
Yeah. Austin's a liberal city. Right. It's like the only one in Texas.
A liberal stronghold.
Right. And there are some libertarians in Austin, no doubt about it. I mean, John Bush and his family are out that way, and they're great folks, and they were some of the folks who were promoting people moving out there. But, you know, they've actually moved out of the city of Austin, too. They're living in one of the surrounding towns.
Right.
And so
you can't get out of Texas. You got to have that 113-degree weather in the summer.
Well, whatever. No, look, if you want to be with the most libertarians, that's New Hampshire,
right.
Period, hands down.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. The claim about Austin is, well, we're getting libertarians moving here without asking them to. And, okay, that's
okay,
cool.
Because you have a percentage of the population, because the area is so populated that you're not going to get anything done.
It's also a tech sector as well, so that might attract some more libertarians. But ultimately, it makes a difference when you ask someone to move somewhere and you have a track record of a bunch of successes of people moving there, which is why a bunch of people are moving to New Hampshire instead of Austin. But regardless, what happened in the city of Austin was there was actually a vote. And the voters, now again, not everyone votes, and this was a municipal election, so very few people vote. But of those who did vote, the voters voted for the city to conduct fingerprinting on people who want to be ride-sharing providers.
Right.
And so Uber and Lyft said, well, that's not our business model. See ya. And they left town. And so Arcade City and all these other upstart to Austin... our network, Genesis Communications Network, that puts us on the radio, we usually have two connections going simultaneously to them. So if one of them fails, they can fall back to the other one. But the other one is currently being used to feed a feed to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we're currently on the air at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we're currently off the air on the radio right now.
Oh, wow.
So people listening to the show at the moment are either listening online or they're listening in real
but
life.
They can come back at any time, so I'm not allowed to unleash any colorful language.
No, in fact, the radio is back as of right now. So no colorful language. That's just a general no-no here on Free Talk
Live. That's always a good idea, just to be safe.
So, so I guess our caller was actually probably still there when we were talking to him. He just wasn't hearing us because we weren't connected to the network. But anyway, they're cracking down on Arcade City, and Christopher David, who's the founder of Arcade City, he's a liberty activist.
If it's technical difficulties, does that mean Don gets to call back in?
I suppose, yeah.
That's the rule.
That is the rule.
If you still had more to say.
If you got more, come on here. That was actually not Don. It was
was
Daryl.
Sorry.
In Texas.
Right.
But the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
He said it was the person who was, on the city council's name was Don.
Right. That's what he had told us. So they're cracking down. They're impounding cars. And there's only so much an independent driver can take. They're using Arcade City a lot there in Austin, which is why they're cracking down on Arcade City, because what happened when Uber and Lyft left
town... can't possibly allow you to have a successful business independently.
Well, that's just it. Arcade City is a bigger threat to the status quo because they do allow their drivers to make their own decisions about what they charge.
Right.
And Arcade City doesn't even have an app right now. They took their app off the marketplace a few months ago. To supposedly retool it and make it so it's ready for prime time with ride hailing, which didn't exist in the original app.
Oh, weird.
Hailing meaning that you can request a ride in the app at that moment.
How did they possibly get business before? What?
Well, it was always in a kind of a startup phase. The original version of the app.
I would have thought that would have been like phase one ride hailing.
It allowed for ride scheduling, the original app.
Right.
So what you would do with the original app is you'd get the app, you'd load it up, and then you'd let the app know where you were, and it would tell you, oh, well, you're in Keene. Well,
if Uber had only had ride scheduling, it would have been like, who cares? I'll call a taxi.
It's
interesting. It's interesting. But this should make a huge difference if they get that into their app.
If they can get that.
That's going to be a massive difference.
Right now, I don't know when the deadline is for the app or what the status is. And it's really unfortunate that they didn't have the app when Uber and Lyft left town from Austin, because it was a huge opportunity that they've still managed to make into something. Arcade City has gotten a lot of coverage from the news media because they are being used. There's actually a Facebook group with tens of thousands of members in it, which is something that I can't even imagine dealing with, because when you get a Facebook group with more than a few hundred people, there starts to be drama, and you have to start moderating posts at a certain point. But in this group, I guess people are just posting requests for rides. And so somebody who needs a ride goes and posts in the Facebook group, and a bunch of drivers will send them a message saying, hey, I'll help you out.
Right.
And so there was scheduling going on, but with the group, so the old app had scheduling only. The group, you could just go on this group, post, and say, I need a pickup now, and somebody will come get you.
Why are they using Facebook for that? They should be using, Twitter. It would make more sense, because Twitter's public and, has APIs, and you can actually even build, a website to, check for a feed on Twitter. You could totally,
know. I mean, I guess... Facebook.
Arcade City Ride Austin hashtag, you could totally do that and have people, you could even do Arcade City Ride Austin and then the GPS coordinates of where you are to hail a cab. You could potentially do that with,
So then the driver would have to be constantly searching for Arcade City.
You could have a set up alert. You could have an alert set up for if something happens on that hashtag and it comes up on
their phone. It sounds complicated. It sounds more complicated. Maybe someone would need to program an interface to make that easier for people. But I'm no fan of the Facebook group idea. I think that Facebook sucks.
Right.
But it's just it goes to show there's such a demand that tens of thousands of people went into a Facebook group. And the city is cracking down. We'll tell you more. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Wait for you to join us toll-free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And it's time for you to get some Bitcoin. Price is down. Might be a good time to buy. Drop down to like $660 today. Of course, it could go down more. You never know what's going to happen. But if you're ready to get started with Bitcoin, then you need a Bitcoin wallet. And there's one that we're recommending here on Free Talk Live. There's a bunch of them from which to choose. But this is a great one. It's Jax, J-A-X-X. It's one of the newest wallets on the scene. They've been in beta for a while. They're now out of beta. And it allows you to access Bitcoin, Ether, as well as the new DAO tokens. Now, whether or not DAO ends up surviving or not is another question. But Ether and Bitcoin are still alive and well. So go to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It's a cross-platform wallet, which means you can have it on your smartphone. and you can have it on your laptop or desktop computer, your tablet. You can have access to your cryptocurrency in all of those places. That's because the cryptocurrency lives on the blockchain, on the internet. It's not actually in your phone. It's not actually in your wallet. Your wallet has the private keys that you need to access your cryptocurrency. So go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It's super easy to back up and recover your funds, so if you lose a device or it breaks, not a big deal with Jax. It's control in the palm of your hand, jax.io. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, more about the teenagers suing the state of Michigan over ridiculous law that allows the police to breathalyze young people just because they feel like it. Let's go first, though, to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, yes, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Ralph?
Okay, well, you know, as you know, Obama is one with the terrorists, he's one with Satan, and with the release of this, you know, the 911 call, which he tried to whitewash and cover up, you can definitely make the case or the argument about illegal black animal as looking the other way rather than being blindsided.
I have no idea what 911 call you're talking about.
The one in Florida. The one in Florida which they tried to whitewash and decided
to cover
up. Oh,
you're talking about the shooter? You're talking about the shooting in Orlando?
The shooting in a club. Now, let me say this. Okay? I'm of the opinion that, you know, given the state of confusion that this animal Obama is, you cannot get any, you cannot make him any animal than he already is, okay? And
what is the point that you're driving at here tonight? I don't know. I mean, you love to call Barack Obama an animal.
The point I'm trying to drive at is you need to apologize for this man if you want to relieve yourself of white guilt.
What?
Huh? That's
why do I need to apologize for Barack Obama? He's a terrible person.
Well, that's how you're going to relieve yourself of white guilt.
I don't have any guilt, dude.
I didn't vote for Obama.
I didn't vote for him. I don't support war. I don't support murder around the world. And that's what Barack Obama and George W. Bush and Bill Clinton and all these other a-holes have done.
I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about, you know, the likes of, you know, Paul Ryan, the likes of Mitchell McConnell.
These are other politicians.
Not to mention Hillary Clinton.
So you want other politicians to apologize for Barack Obama? They all had blood on their hands, dude. All of them.
Well,
they're all the same.
Yeah, I also, by the way, don't have any white guilt.
He can't do anything bad by himself.
Exactly. He needs the help of these other people, Republicans and Democrats alike. Thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight.
Do you know why I don't have any white guilt? Because I'm not guilty of anything that any other white people did.
Because you're you and they are them. Right?
Because I'm an individual, and people who believe in white guilt, you're a collectivist, and you need to stop that because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I got no interest in Barack Obama or George Bush.
You have privilege.
Or whoever comes next. And by the way, that guy who was just on the phone, Ralph, he supports Donald Trump, as though Donald Trump's going to be somehow better. I don't know. Maybe Trump will be less likely to go to war than Hillary Clinton. I don't know if I agree. That's what Walter Block was saying recently. It's an interesting argument that he makes, but I see no reason why both of them aren't total war hawks. I mean, that's
kind of like your accent, aware of it is you come from. We're going to build a wall around you.
Is that Trump?
That would be Trump. I can't remember his name. Ralph.
So Ralph is a brown guy,
right? He would be like, you know, you obviously don't come from here, you know. Like, we're gonna build a wall for you.
So let's get back to the story here, actually, that we started the show with about the young lady, and then we'll talk about managing things here in a little bit and how managers destroy the best part of work. That's what Johnson is going to be telling us about tonight. But this young lady, she's 17 years old. Was pulled over while she was in a car full of friends in Gross Isle Township, Michigan, was told to take a breathalyzer. She refused and then got a ticket, because if you refuse, you get a ticket, apparently. And she's saying, hey, this is unconstitutional. You can't discriminate against us here and warrantlessly search us because we're under the age of 21. She says, or her attorney says, that they have no right to do what they're doing. What's especially egregious is that police are intimidating teenagers into taking the breathalyzers and telling them, you need to prove your innocence. That's not the way the criminal justice system works. But that's obviously how the police would like it to work.
Right.
And it's sad that, you know, most people don't know their rights. This young lady did, or at the very least, she was informed of them. Well, she must have known her rights. She refused the breathalyzer on the spot. And good for her. She's, quote, never been in trouble with the law, has no criminal history of any kind. According to her lawsuit, they claim her rights were violated when she was forced to submit to the breathalyzer test in order to prove her innocence. Gross Isle Township Supervisor Brian Loftus declined comment on the lawsuit, noting he hadn't seen it. But he defended the township's ordinance, which allows police who have reasonable cause to believe a person is less than 21 has consumed liquor to request a breathalyzer. There's no benefit to underage drinking or drug use, said the bureaucrat. We have this ordinance to protect both minors and the community at large. Well, look, your ordinance is illegal. These people have rights. Just because they're under the age of 21 doesn't mean they don't get the same rights that everybody else does. And one of your rights is your right to privacy, unless the government has, you know, a warrant specifically describing what they're looking for and the reasons they're looking for it from you specifically. You don't just get to be excluded from the requirement to have a warrant because you haven't hit the age of 21. And I think that also should include other teenagers who are under the age of 18. I'm sorry, just because you don't have the legal ability to sign a contract or the legal ability to buy a pack of cigarettes doesn't mean you don't have rights.
Right.
And unfortunately, the police are not teaching people rights. The government schools aren't teaching people rights. That's our job. We've got to do that work of educating young people on what their rights are because they're the easiest group of people to pick on out there. And the police will target the easy group.
I think realistically what needs to happen, and I don't think you're ever going to get ahead of the government school system, and it needs to end. I don't think that you're going to be able to teach people rights at the pace that they're teaching people how their rights don't work and just confusing them and making it into a problem. You know,
well,
I think it needs to be stopped.
I agree with you. I mean, yeah, let's flip this. Give me the switch I can flip to end the government school system because I'd flip it in a heartbeat. But unfortunately, it's going to be with us for a while. And in the meantime, they're going to take advantage of these teenagers and they're going to abuse them. And somebody needs to, you know, reach out and give them their rights, give them their information. Thankfully, CopBlock is doing good work.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Government bureaucrat says, hey, we're just trying to keep these teenagers safe. We should be able to breathalyze these young people anytime we darn well feel like it. Which is basically, apparently, the law in the state of Michigan. In the town of Gross Isle Township, where a teenager is now suing because she was breathalyzed. She didn't want to be. She never had any trouble with the law. Maybe she was drinking. Who knows? Who cares?
Right.
I mean, these adults, these people who come down on teenagers.
Well, if she was driving, there would be a lot of people who would care.
She wasn't, though. She was a passenger. Exactly. And I don't know if there's not even any claim here that the driver was drunk. They don't say, and the driver was drunk, and she refused. And presumably these guys weren't drunk. But regardless, for all these people pretending like they're so high and mighty, like, oh, we need to protect these teenagers from alcohol. Well, no steps are too far. We should be able to do anything we want, violate all of their rights because alcohol. Now, I understand alcohol is a dangerous drug. No doubt about it. It is something that can, and when I was a teenager, I had a bad time with some alcohol. Did you ever, you went to a boarding school. There must have been a lot of secretive drinking going on there.
No, not at my boarding school.
No, they were that strict? Like,
no, my boarding school was special. I've talked to you about my boarding school before.
You've talked to me some about it, but I mean, I don't know what life was like.
Oh, there. Really? I mean, I guess I haven't really talked to you in detail then.
Were they like tossing your cell constantly or something, or what?
Oh, yeah. And there was this was a school where there was an ethic called Brother's Keeper, which is if you knew of somebody else's transgressions, you were equally as culpable as they were.
So if you don't snitch, then you get in as much trouble as them?
It was the worst possible government established by this school that you could possibly imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Total snitch society.
Yeah, I went to a very bizarre school.
So, when did you drink for the first time?
Oh, I had drank well before that.
You went to boarding school.
I think so. I mean, not like drinking, though. I've never really drank heavily. Never, ever.
You never puked?
No, actually, not from
I'll
drinking.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, no, I've never puked from drinking. Mm-mm.
Yeah, then you haven't drank very heavily then.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten drunk, but never puked. I mean, I don't have any interest. Like, if I'm already drunk, why would I keep drinking? Like, you know, like.
Good question.
I don't have that drive, I guess, that most people do, you know?
Well, usually people keep drinking because other people are drinking. and that's just what they do.
I don't have whatever that is that causes people to do it. Like, for me, it's like, well, I'm starting to feel woozy.
That's
it's
enough.
Time to stop.
Right.
Like, I don't want to continue drinking after, like, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm on a boat. You know, which may be the benefit of I've got seasickness. So, like, if I'm on a boat and I go below deck, that's going to be a puking time.
Okay.
I've never puked from that either, but I've come close.
Okay.
You know, and so, you know, when I start to get wobbly on my feet, I'm not going to want to keep drinking. Like, why? It's so, that's alien to me, you know? It's just strange. I've done acid.
I had to learn how to responsibly drink.
Right.
And I didn't learn it until I was in my mid-20s. But it wasn't because of prohibition is what, you know, kept me. Prohibition made it so I was drinking irresponsibly.
Right.
The rules of the government drove drinking underground. It made it an activity where people would do it in unsafe manner, in unsafe places. And bad things happened as a result of that. Luckily, I didn't get any kind of, you know, unwanted babies or STDs or, you know, anything out of it. I lived through the experience.
Right.
Thank goodness.
I mean, I mentioned that I did acid as a teenager, LSD, and that's,
I didn't do that to my early 20s.
Which is kind of interesting because, I did it between 6th and 8th grade.
Wow. More than once?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and, I mean, not really much once I went to the high school, but then, you know, a couple times in college, but, you know, and that's, for the most part, I like to be in control of my facilities, and acid kind of hinders that a little bit. But depending on the dosage, it could be a lot. But in general, I like to generally just kind of keep control of myself. And it's like, at some point, it's like, okay, this is, you know, crossing that line, and I'm going to stop. You know, it's just, I don't know why.
Good on you.
It's just a natural instinct for me. It is really instinctual. It's just like, I don't want to lose control of my brain.
I can see where you're coming from. Right. I think that in a lot of cases, it's just that sometimes people even forget how much they've had to drink as well.
That's true. I mean, I guess once you pass a certain point. I've probably gotten to the point of where it would be close. You know, the drunkest I've ever been is actually at a family function. It was a uncle's wedding.
There's a lot of people who drink for those reasons.
Yeah, sure. And I was just drinking, you know, I was like, and I had started to get everyone else to like do silly things. So I was drinking and just like,
having fun,
you know, you know, make other people like, you know, perform.
I
started getting people to like stick spoons to their heads and like doing all sorts of crazy stuff, you know, and it was just, that was fun. But, you know, I just, in general, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what it is. I just, you know, have that, that sort of, time to stop kind of instinct that I don't think a lot of people do.
I think I have some of that in different ways, like with cigarettes. I've smoked some cigarettes, like hand-rolled cigarettes, over the last couple years.
I have smoked until I've puked, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never...
It's not that hard to do, actually.
Really?
Nicotine can really mess up you. Because, you know, especially
you
get all phlegmy. You
chain
smoke. The nicotine can upset your stomach if you haven't eaten, especially. Like, if you don't eat and then you smoke, like, you know, half a pack of cigarettes or whatever.
See,
especially if you chain smoke it. That's really going
to
mess up your stomach.
That sounds awful to me. So, like, one cigarette a day is too much for me.
And then I also kind of have sinus problems. And if you've done something like, I don't know, like, let's say you had milk or something or whatever, you get all mucusy and that can just make you kind of like, you know, and then you...
And you
throw up.
Was
milk
involved with you?
I don't know. I just, you know, it's phlegm, essentially.
Okay.
You know, if you've got a runny nose or like a throat, you know, which is very easy, you know, obviously to get bronchitis or to get some kind of a cold if you're a smoker.
Sure.
Because you're just taking bacteria into your sinuses and lungs constantly.
Constantly, all day long.
And so, you know, you get that going and you get that real phlegmy kind of nasal drip going and then you get nauseated and sick to your stomach because of the nicotine, you know, really depletes your stomach lining.
Have you done that once?
What?
The puking after smoking?
Actually, probably maybe more than once. It's not direct. I don't know. I can say one is probably directly from smoking because it was definitely like a nicotine stick to the
stomach. We can come back to puking in a moment. Let's talk to Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
K-Talk.
Hey, not a first-time caller, but a listener. Hey, that caller you had, the last caller or talk caller before
sir.
It's like, hey, man, you got to lay out the Jimmy Jungle or the Weed Man and Molly.
I think you said
that.
Marley.
Marley?
Yeah, Marley.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah, it's like, hey, man, you know, I hear him calling every day. And he's funny.
He is funny. Some people can't. He's one of those callers that some people can't stand, and
it's
other people.
It's Barack Obama. This animal.
Animal. Yeah. Yeah. Barack. Yeah. Muhammad.
The problem is he's a one note caller. He's a, he. You know, it's rare that he'll call
about
something else.
It's right, like, Mark, hey, you have to take that hat off, man, and burn those records, man, and stop smoking the weed.
Hey, it's not weed.
I don't know that he's like a, you know, a huge reggae fan. He's just from the
Jimmy
island.
I'll have to ask him. Thanks for the
Jimmy
call, Mark.
Chimichanga.
All right, you're repeating your jokes now.
Yeah, Chimichanga. I don't know that chimichangas are popular in Jamaica or the islands or whatever.
Aren't
he's
the
from
chimichangas the... No, those are
Mexican.
Thinking of churros. I'm thinking of churros.
They're also Mexican.
Right.
Yeah?
But what is the chimichanga? Is that like...
It's just a
chicken and cheese. And
yeah, burrito. I mean, burrito? It's like with sauce on it or something like that.
Just to be clear, Ralph from New Jersey is originally from the Philippines,
yeah.
So jokes about Mexican food don't really apply.
And beans and rice might kind of cross over and apply there.
I don't know. I've never been to the Philippines, right. But it's a long way from Mexico, right. I'll tell you that. So that's where he's from, and he supports Donald Trump, which doesn't... Just because you support Donald Trump doesn't mean that you don't smoke weed, but I suspect a lot of the people supporting Donald Trump do not smoke weed.
Right.
So I wouldn't go so far as to jump to any conclusions about what Ralph's habits are, but that would make an interesting question for the next time Ralph calls in, is what sort of drugs does Ralph do? Is he a complete straight edge? Does he drink? Or what's the deal? Toll-free number 8, we should ask more about
Ralph. He probably doesn't do anything. He would probably suggest that if you do, you're an animal.
Maybe so. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Breathalyzers, more coming up.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs. For a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At adamandeve.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Coming up, why is it that managers kill the best parts of working at a job? There's not that much that's great about working at a job, so I'd like to hear what that story is. Johnson's got it for us. We'll tell you about it here, but we're still talking about your rights, and specifically the rights of young people who don't know their rights, which is a hard place to be for a lot of people. The cops will take advantage of you, because if you don't know your rights, then you better well expect somebody's going to try to strip you of them. And the police are professionals at doing this. They've been trained to intimidate. And the young lady in Grosse Isle Township, Michigan, her name is Casey Guthrie. She's a high school senior. She's now suing the police over breathalyzer tests that were administered to her and her friends. She was a passenger in a car. Cop demanded she take a breathalyzer because she's under the age of 21. And apparently, by the law, he's legally allowed to do that. There is a law that allows the police to breathalyze people under the age of 21 just because they suspect that they're under the age of 21. Not even they suspect they're drinking, just period. See someone under the age of 21, give them a breathalyzer.
Right.
And so that's what the suit is all about. The government bureaucrat that is a town supervisor says, there's no benefit to underage drinking or drug use. What's the benefit to, if there's no benefit to underage drinking or drug use, what's the benefit to overage drinking? What's the benefit?
Right.
The benefit is
enjoyment.
Right, that you alter your state of consciousness.
Quiet enjoyment, which is a right.
Well, sometimes people who are drunk aren't very quiet.
Okay, fine.
But
well, then they also tend to start to be violating rights. I mean, quiet enjoyment is your right. Not quiet enjoyment is not necessarily your right.
Correct. If your rights interfere with the rights of others, if your quiet becomes unquiet, and then the other person's enjoyment is no longer enjoyable,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. So let me go on here. There's a little bit more to the story. From Michigan, the Detroit Free Press, the bureaucrat says this is an ordinance to protect both minors and the community at large. Loftus, that's the bureaucrat, also defended Detective Kenneth Pelland, who's named as a defendant in the lawsuit. He's the officer who wrote Casey the ticket, saying, quote, Detective Ken Pelland is very experienced as a police officer. He runs our DARE program. He's one of the founders of sobriety courts. I have every confidence in Detective Pelland's reasonable enforcement of our township ordinances. I'm going to stand with Detective Pelland on this until I'm convinced otherwise. Under Michigan's minor in possession law, it's a civil infraction for a person under 21 years of age to refuse to take a breath test when asked to do so by a police officer. The fine is $100. Offenders are also ordered to participate in alcohol awareness programs and take random breathalyzer tests. Casey, who's got a 3.75 GPA, says this is unlawful. Her lawsuit isn't novel. Over the past decade in Michigan, judges have struck down warrantless breathalyzer tests three times, most recently in 2007 when U.S. District Court Judge David Lawson struck down a state law that allowed the police to force pedestrians under the age of 21 to take a breathalyzer without first obtaining a search warrant. So it sounds like she's got some pretty solid legal footing here, with cases, similar cases, already having had success at the federal courts. In a 32-page opinion, the judge concluded the state law violated the Fourth Amendment, but his ruling didn't apply to drivers of a motor vehicle. A lawsuit was filed on behalf of two women, ages 18 and 19, who had attended high school graduation parties and were pressured into taking breath tests, even though neither had been drinking. In one case, local police showed up at the 18-year-old's house at 4 a.m., woke up her family, and demanded that she take a breath test, noting that her refusal to do so would be considered unlawful. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Cops pounding on your door at 4 in the morning, demanding that your daughter wake up and take a breathalyzer test? The teenager took the test, which registered a .00.
Wow, they allowed that to happen. I would be like, you go away, you come back with a warrant.
That's
because
you know you're right.
Right.
These people don't know these things. People have to learn the hard way.
At 4 in the morning, I'd been like, I will be outside your house at 4 in the morning with a megaphone.
Right. Now, look, I'm no attorney, but it's my understanding you don't even have to answer the door for these cops.
Right.
If they're not pounding with a warrant in their hands,
right,
they don't have the right to come in, which means that everything you're doing is by consent.
If they're pounding on your door at 4 in the morning, guess what? They don't have the right to be there. Period. Period. Because if they're showing up at 4 in the morning and they want, like, if they have the right to enter your home and they're showing up at 4 in the morning, I guarantee you they aren't knocking.
Well, that's not true. The FBI did knock.
Really?
When it was 6 in the morning here.
Okay. 6 in the morning is a little different than 4 in the morning. But
no, it's not.
Well, not
they're
for you.
They're expecting you to be asleep.
Yeah, but
most people
not for
are
you,
asleep
but
at that time.
No, there are a lot of people.
Elderly people are awake at 6 in the morning, and people who work.
And so are normal adults tend
to get early shift jobs. Early shift workers are.
There are a lot of people who work 9 a.m. jobs who
are getting up
at 6 in the morning. Yes, absolutely. There are a lot of morning people that get up and they work out, and then they shower, they make their breakfast, and then maybe they have an hour commute.
See, I would consider it to be morning if the sun's not up.
The sun is definitely up.
I guess
the sun rises at like 4 a.m. here.
This time it was dark when they
well, came. Yeah, because it was several months ago. It was March.
Yeah. Anyway, this
early March.
Well, we don't know what time of year this was, but regardless, it was 4 a.m. The teenager took the test, registered a .00 because she was not drunk. Lawson heard a similar case in 2003 when he struck down a Bay City breathalyzer ordinance. Following that decision, the ACLU sent letters or emails to 425 city, village, and university attorneys, advising them to urge their local law enforcement agencies to stop forcing minors to take unconstitutional breathalyzer tests. So even though these laws have been overturned twice in two different cities in Michigan, even though the ACLU said took the time to send letters to every city in Michigan to say, hey, if you've got one of these ordinances on the books, it's losing in court. You probably shouldn't continue to enforce this, because if you do, we're going to sue you every single time. But yet, they keep doing it. If Casey's lawsuit is any indication, the tests keep coming. The tests, this has already been dealt with, says Rataj, the attorney. He wants his client's ticket dismissed and a ruling to, quote, make cops get search warrants before they get kids to blow on a breathalyzer. Yeah. This really just goes to show that it doesn't matter what the courts say, even. The ACLU contacted 400-plus cities, villages, universities, and said, hey, this is illegal. You may have an illegal ordinance on the books. Do you want to keep losing lawsuits? Do you want to have to pay higher insurance rates? Because for the most part, even though the officers themselves won't have any kind of liability, if the city does end up losing the suit, their insurance rates will go up. They pay a certain amount of money every year to insure themselves against lawsuits.
Right.
Meaning that there are, like the Robin Hood suit here in Keene, where the city government sued activists like me for filling people's parking meters.
Right.
They hired professional private attorneys to take that suit.
Right.
The city did. And the way they tend to do that is with these insurance policies. So the insurer, okay, yeah, we'll pay for the suit, but if you keep getting sued over this, we're going to have to raise your rates.
Right.
And so there is, to some extent, that insurance situation can keep cities in line to some extent if they are worried about their rates going up. But, of course, they can always raise taxes and pay for the extra rates that way. So it's just really sad, because you're told that this whole checks and balances thing works. This is one of the things they teach you in graduate school.
Right, they teach you. They brainwash you into believing.
Right. Oh, yeah, the judicial branch checks the legislative
branch.
Checks
and balances, yeah.
The judicial branch checks the executive branch. And then, you know, that's what they claim. And when you look at the system at a cursory glance, it appears as though that's what's happening. Oh, yeah, here's a lawsuit where the federal government overturned this ordinance as unconstitutional. See, the system works. But you've got other towns who continue to enforce the same exact ordinance.
And now there's this thing where, what, the president just writes a law? Like, what's that, the signing thing?
Executive orders?
Executive orders. The,
those aren't
lists.
Laws.
But they're basically treated kind of like laws.
Well, the executive order is a way for sort of an administrative order for the executive branch.
Right.
So the, you know, Clinton or Bush or whoever, they have certain things they can legally do without permission of Congress. But for the most part, the executive order would just be to tell the DEA to do something or to tell some other executive branch to do or not do something, is my understanding.
Right.
I mean, there's some pretty outrageous executive orders out there, but how much of it would actually stand up in court, I don't know. But that, again, comes back to it where the government just does whatever they want until they finally get told they can't do it by the courts. And then when they finally get told they can't do it, there's really not any kind of penalty for them. Or as we're finding out here, other governments who weren't told directly by the courts, who are doing similar things, just keep doing it.
Right.
Because they haven't received the order from the courts. So even though they could receive an order like that, well, screw it. We can keep writing tickets until some 17-year-old that knows their rights decides to stand up for themselves and actually, you know, refuse the breathalyzer and then knows enough to find an attorney who's willing to take the case. So how long this has been going on for in Michigan, I have no idea. How many teenagers have been victimized by this? It must be countless. Hour number three is on the way here. Management. You've got a story, Johnson, about how being a manager or managers ruin the best part about working at a job. And you can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.